My name is Karen Burkett, and this is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. In the world of technology, the idea is critical. But how to turn it into application and how to monetize it are what startups live and die by. That's where incubators come in. I was able to tour a business incubator in Palm Beach County this week. While this one focuses on technology, this is still South Florida, the conversation quickly turned to real estate.
So as I said, we've got 14,000 square feet in this suite.
That's Andrew Duffel, the CEO who runs the incubator at the Research Park at Florida Atlantic University. He's not only concerned about who joins the incubator, he's concerned about getting them to interact. Duffel emphasized the theme repeatedly.
One of the most important things about an incubator is the ability to bump into each other and to work together.
And again, on the design of the place.
We chose this suite because of its layout that lends itself to collaboration.
And again, about the lounge.
Just for people to hang out and throw ideas around.
It kind of sounds like one big group project. But make no mistake, this is not school. It's business. This particular incubator has been around for 2.5 years. 22 early-stage tech companies are living and growing at the Boca Raton facility. The startup teams are learning things every company should know.
You know, they're developing their technology all the time, but they have to be aware as they build a company about labor law, about HR practices, about IP protection.
If you peek inside the various incubator offices, you'll see a small video studio, mobile app wizards, folks working on pharmaceutical development. By definition, an incubator focuses on businesses in their infancy. These companies are learning to stand on their own, the same way a baby does before she actually starts to walk.
The essential aim really is to take as much of the burden of running a company off of their shoulders so that they can develop their technology and commercialize it.
Kevin Hawker was working early that morning. Unusual because his crew pulls a lot of late nights. Hawker graduated from FAU in 2011. His startup, ThinkSoft, has space at the incubator.
We do mobile outsourced development locally.
What are you working on today?
Right now, well, I can't really talk about what I'm working on right now, but we do a lot of sports apps.
And how long have you been with the incubator?
I've been here about a year.
What's the experience like?
It's great. I mean, I've been in a lot of different offices, but this one, there's a more of a sense of a community, and there's more people around to work with and talk to. And
the goal of the incubator is obviously to create businesses and jobs, but Andrew Duffel never forgets his role as landlord.
And our ultimate aim is always to keep a company for about 2 years while they grow and establish themselves, and then graduate into the research park.
And by graduate into, Duffel means becoming a long-standing and paying tenant of the research park at FAU. Now a programming note. WLRN will take a closer look at South Florida's technology sector in an hour show this coming Monday. Tom Hudson hosts The Sunshine Economy. Listen for it this Monday, June 10th at 9 a.m. Reporting from the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Karen Burkett.
Any questions? Just follow Karen on Twitter at KB Miami.